What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hello, everyone. My name's Erin, and you're listening to the late May 2019 countdown for Japan Top 10. Can you believe that in just a few days we'll be entering the month of June? That means we're basically halfway through the year, and soon we'll be starting summer. And to help kick off your summer playlist, we have a lot of new catchy releases for you to enjoy. Plus, as a bonus for our Listener Appreciation Month, we've added a few extra songs for all our listeners and a fantastic indie spotlight from Lady KK. Now, before we get started, I have a few announcements to go through. Our Listener Appreciation Month continues with this episode right here. All of our listeners will get premium level Patreon episodes for all episodes released this month. And our annual listener survey is out right now. We want to hear your feedback on upcoming changes to Japan Top 10, along with learning more about you, the listener. It only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to complete, and as a reward, we will be selecting a random survey entrant to receive a free $50 Costco cash card or a $50 Amazon gift card. And did you know? You don't need a Costco membership to use the cash card. Full details about the survey can be found at jtop10.jp/survey. We will now have this same announcement read to you in Japanese by our Japanese translator, Miki.
年に一度のアンケートの時期がやってきました。今後の変更についてご意見を聞かせください。所要時間は5分から10分です。回答された方の中から抽選で1名様に50ドル分のコストコカード、もしくは Amazon ギフトカードをプレゼント。コストコカードを使うときにコストコメンバーになる必要はございません。詳しくは Japan Top 10 website をご確認ください。
Now without further ado, let's get into the music. At number 10 and new on our list, we have Go Go Vanillas with Paranormal Wonder World.
Number 10.
いたずらに過ぎてく毎日を恨うほどではないけどさ、チューブラリまたりこれじゃお話誰にもならないよ。つまるところ僕ら魂を燃やせ、ロマンチックに生きるのなら、それは恋だ価値も取れずに過去の例もない道のせい、感情が渦巻く窓三角バニューだ、誰かに認めてくれと問いだ爪は丸みを帯び、息を押し殺して苦虫を噛む、そんな顔見たくないよ。ただその心の奥を覗け、ドラマチックの舞台へ、そして上田一生かけ 袋へ、それが全てを超えてゆく。
This song comes off their most recent album, The World, and the Go-Go Vanillas announced that with the release of this album, they will be adding extra autumn dates to their The World Tour 2019, extending their tour into October and November. So if you're a Go-Go Vanillas fan, I'd suggest starting to look for tickets now, as I'm sure that they're going to be bought up pretty quickly. The bassist for Go-Go Vanillas, Keisuke Pretty Hasegawa, is still recovering from a traffic accident that happened back in December of 2018, where he was struck by a large vehicle in Tokyo, leaving him in a coma. But he's a bit better now, and he's planning on being back on stage with the rest of the band to perform for the new autumn dates. And coming in at number 9, also new to the list, we have Masaki Suda with Machigai Sagashi.
Number 9.
間違い探しの間違いの方に生まれてきたような気でいたけど、間違い探しの正解の方じゃきっと出会えなかったと思う。ふさわしく笑い合えること、なぜだろうか涙が出ること、君の目が貫いた僕の胸をまっすぐ、その日から何もかも変わり果てた気がした。風に飛ばされそう、些細な隙間でくだらない話をくたばるまで、正しくありたい、あれない寂しさが何を育んだでしょう。一つずつ探し当てていこう、起きだけの日から何もかも変わり果てた気がした。風に飛ばされそうな深い春の隅で、誰にも見せない顔を見せて、君の手が触れていた指を重ね合わせ、間違いか正解かだなんて
Masaaki Suda is an actor and singer who made his debut at the age of 16 on the show Kamen Rider W in 2009. And at the age of 25, Masaaki has become the youngest actor to win the Best Actor Award at Japan Academy Prize. Machigai Sagashi is being used as the theme song for the drama Perfect World, which was released just last month. And a little bit of a fun fact about this song, Kenshi Yonezu actually wrote, composed, and produced this song. Now, I don't blame you if you don't know who this man is. Initially, I didn't either. But after doing some digging, I realized that he used to create Vocaloid music under the stage name Hachi back in 2009, and has since debuted with his actual name, Kenshi Yonezu. So, what do you think of the song so far? Pretty catchy, huh? Well, if you would like to purchase this song or any of the songs on this list for yourself, we have a way to help you do that. Apartment 507 has a Japanese iTunes gift card that you can use when you're looking to download your favorite Japanese songs. And if you use our promotional code JTOP10, that's J-T-O-P, at checkout, you can get 5% off your purchase. Visit apartment507.com for more information. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and you would like some exposure, please get in touch with our musical director, Amanda, by sending her an email at amanda@jtop10.jp along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. Our Japanese translator, Miki, will be announcing this message in Japanese for our Japanese listeners.
インディーズミュージシャンの方へお知らせです。ご自身が作った日本の曲を宣伝したいとお考えでしたら、私たちの音楽監督、レイカまでメールでご連絡ください。アドレスは recca@jtop10.jp です。recca@jtop10.jp です。メールにポッドキャストで取り上げてほしい曲を忘れず添付してください。
And moving on to number 8, another new song on our list, we have Mao Abe with Kimi no Uta.
Number 8.
Whatever.
song is being used as the theme song for the film adaptation of Cheer Danshi, which is based off a novel of the same name, which follows a few college students as they decide to create an all-boys cheerleading team. The story is loosely based off of a real-life all-male cheerleading squad called Shockers from Waseda Uni. Promotional pictures and posters for Kimi no Uta show Mao Abe with one arm raised in the air, and each of the promo pictures is unique, with Mao Abe in front of a blue screen with a surprised face, or totally in black with her eyes closed. And coming in at number 7 on our list, down one place, is Ame no Parade with Ahead Ahead.
Number
7.僕たちのものがたりがあって一つ一つに全部闇があったひたすらに走った気づいたら泥だらけになって長い長い旅は道になってがむしゃらに描いたあの夢はまた形にならず遠い遠い場所で僕を待って
The song was first released in March 2018, which is a little bit over a year ago. Back in January, the bassist for Ame no Parade, Kore Naga Ryosuke, left the group to explore other musical projects. The music video for the song features clips from the live DVD that was released in the limited edition, clips from two unreleased music videos for Count Me In and Take My Hand from the 2017 album Change Your Pops was also included in this music video. Do you like Japanese music and podcasts? Well, of course you do. You're listening to one right now. But if you ever thought of applying to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast, you can visit our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details on what positions we currently have available. We are now providing monetary rewards. That's right. Monetary rewards for staff who fulfill seniority requirements and demonstrate exemplary performance. Coming in at number 6, we have Miss J-Pop herself, Kiari Pamyu Pamyu, with her new song, Kimi ga iine kuretara.
Number 6.
Single serves as the theme song for the drama Mukai no Bazuru Kazoku, or My Family Goes Viral. And as you may have been able to guess, yes, this is a drama about someone getting very famous on social media. In the music video for this single, Kiari follows the motions of loneliness, anxiety, and fatigue. However, she fights through being a lazy bearded bum and works her way through all of her stress to become a fighting game character. As usual, Kiari doesn't disappoint with the theatrics. Coming in at number 5, down 4 places, we have Aimyon with Haru no Hi.
Number 5.
と思い出すかし腰掛けたベンチで僕らは何も見えない未来を誓い合った寒さにこらえた木々と猫がまるで僕らのことで蕾を咲かせようと身を揺らしてる素敵に笑っている焦らないでいいいつか花束になっておくれよ
For this song was filmed in the Izu Peninsula of the Shizuoka Prefecture. Aimeon wanted to film her video in this area because there's a feeling of happiness when people are in nature, and she wanted to show what imagery specifically captures happiness to her. Currently, Aimeon is on her Aimeon vs. Tour 2019 Call Love Tour. Goodness gracious, Japan, with your long, mouthful tour names. Would you like to advertise on our podcast and market your brand to one of the world's most popular Japanese culture-based podcasts? Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners across the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp or email our sales manager, Amanda, at amanda@jtop10.jp to find an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. And coming in at number four, new to the countdown, we have Never Young Beach with Story.
Number four.
Appropriately named album, Story, and it is their first full album since their album, A Good Time, back in 2017. Never Young Beach is a four-member indie rock band from Tokyo, and they are most known for their relaxing vibes that are perfect for summer beach days. And if you're looking to hear more from Never Young Beach, members do monthly DJing appearances on Tokyo FM and NHK. And coming in at number three on our list, keeping its spot, we have Shishamo with O.
Number three.
Bye. 抱きしめてやるよ。
Shishamo have recently announced that they will be going on their No Best Arena Tour to different arena locations in Japan later this year. This song was used in the commercials for the Lotte So ice cream. To celebrate the collaboration, Lotte put together a special ice cream packaging for Shishamo to try after the announcement of their collaboration. I wish a brand would give me ice cream to celebrate our collaboration. A girl can dream. Hang on a second, I see what you're doing. If you're typing this song into iTunes, good luck. It's only available on the Japanese iTunes store. But if you want to get a hold of it, we can help you out. Apartment 507 offers Japanese iTunes gift cards for you to use when you want to download your favorite Japanese artists and their songs. Visit apartment507.com and use the promo code JTOP10, that's JTOP10, when you check out to get 5% off of your purchase. If you like what you've been hearing so far and you would like to support us, you can do so by becoming a Patreon member. You'll get lots of cool benefits like extra songs every episode and some specifically catered episodes just for you, starting at only a dollar a month. You can visit our website at jtop10.jp/club for more details. And coming in at number two and new to the list, we have Alexandros with Pray.
Number two.
何か渡せるものがあるとするなら、oh, 教えてほしい。何が必要で何が足りないのかを。それでも君は一人で歩く。何もいらないと強がって try to move on with
This song is featured as the official theme song in the new movie Godzilla King of the Monsters, which looked pretty cool when I saw the trailer for it while I was watching Detective Pikachu. The iTunes pre-order exclusive for this single included live footage of one of Alexandros's biggest hits, Arpeggio, being performed on their Sleepless in Japan tour at Yokohama Stadium. And speaking of Arpeggio, Arpeggio is on the soundtrack for the 2018 PlayStation 4 game title, Judgment. And I know this game has been out for a while now, but for anyone who's never heard of this game before, ever, please just Google the trailer for it. It is absolutely stunning. The graphics are amazing. It's so cool looking. And if you've ever wanted to play a Yakuza game or like Yakuza, get this game. You won't be disappointed. Not sponsored, by the way. And coming in at number one, moving up a spot, we have official Higadandism with Pretender.
Number one.
始まれば一人芝居だずっとそばにいたって結局ただの観客だ感情のないI'mSorry それはいつも通り慣れてしまえば悪くはないけど君との もっと違う設定でもっと違う関係で
group's most recent single, Pretender, they wanted to incorporate more elements of UK music, with the build-up to the chorus and the combination of instruments creating a romantic feel to the song. Before the song's release, the band held a free live performance for this song at Diver City Tokyo Plaza for 5,000 fans. That's pretty cool of them. And that brings us to the end of our main top 10 countdown. But it is Listener Appreciation Month after all, so that means we have three extra songs for you today. Coming up first for the Indie Spotlight, we have Lady KK with You're Already Perfect. This song comes off of Lady KK's 2018 EP titled City Life. Lady KK collaborated with Ancient Mew and Van Paugam to explore the Neo City pop sounds and retropop vibes that are so popular within Japan. Lady KK recently sold out of a limited edition City Pop cassette tape, but to listen to more of her music, you can check her out at SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/LadyKK. For our Visual K extra, we have Xie from Galnerius with Reason.
We'll be right back.
guitarist from Galnuyus, and the vocals for this song are provided by Fuki from the doujin metal scene. This song comes off of Shu's solo album, Varados, released in early 2019. The rest of the album also includes other big Japanese rock names, so if you're interested in hearing some other collaborations, I'd suggest checking out the rest of the album. And for our last song of today's episode, we actually have a listener request from Axel. Today's song is Susumu Hirasawa with The Girl from Byakuya.
Thank you.
This song is included as the ending theme in the Paprika official soundtrack. The official soundtrack DVD also includes a short movie centered around the girl in Byakuya. Hirasawa has been making music since 1972 and is most known for his electronic music experimentation. He is also always changing production techniques and instruments to create a new and interesting sound. And with that, we reach the end of our late May 2019 countdown. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you enjoyed it. Please don't forget to fill out our annual listener survey at japantop10.jp/survey for your chance to win a free $50 Costco card or $50 Amazon card. And we have a bunch of new episodes releasing around this time to finish off our Listener Appreciation Month. So you can listen to a new episode from Eric all about our anniversary slash birthday for Japan Top 10, which will only be for Patreon donors. But if you aren't a Patreon donor, you will be getting an extra special Cultures episode from Eric and myself. And that episode's all about Japanese candy and wagashi. That was only released for Patreon donors before, but you guys will be getting to listen to it now, and we really hope you enjoy it because Eric and I had a lot of fun recording it. Ethel will also be bringing you a new Artist of the Month episode in a few days, all about Eric's favorite new J-pop artist, Aimyon, which will also conclude this Listener Appreciation Month. Thank you so much for listening to our late May 2019 countdown. My name is Erin from Japan Top 10, and I'm wishing you a great end to your May and a fantastic start to your summer. See you next time.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
A girl can dream.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.